Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The Ford F-150 truck helps you get the job done in the smartest way possible. New features like the available Pro Access tailgate improves access to bed and cargo, including when towing a trailer, so it's easier to load in tight spaces. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Find your local Ford dealer at Ford.com. Pro Access tailgate available starting spring 2024. See owner's manual for important operating instructions.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yeah, welcome in, Busted Open Nation, here on a False Count Anywhere Friday. I'm Ryan McKinnell, in for Dave LaGreca. Got the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, across the way. And on today's episode, we are talking the main event of WrestleMania, title unification, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns. We are also talking about Stone Cold making his return to WrestleMania after 19 years. And I'll give you a little spoiler, world's strongest man thinks an ass-kicking is coming. And speaking of this weekend, the Undertaker getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. World's Strongest Man has some words on that. All you got to do is relax, sit back, and click play. Let's get it going. It's a False Count Anywhere Friday. The Undertaker, obviously, tonight getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. Mark, I don't know where you want to start with this. I mean, you're obviously a Hall of Famer. We can look at it from your night at what it meant to you, but what's Mark Calloway, what's the Undertaker feeling like this morning? What are the nerves like? I mean, I know he's a stone cold guy. I know he's the Undertaker, but he's human, bro. He's got to be feeling something.
Well, I think first of all, he's going to feel highly respected and honored. I thought that it would have been great to have all the existing people that are living from the street and have them all hold swords and have him walk underneath the swords to, for us to show our respect for him. I feel like that he's gonna, that's the thing that's gonna be the most, you know, blaring to him today, is the respect and the honor that he has from all of wrestling, not just, you know, WWF or WWE talent.
Right.
But right, all of pro wrestling, anybody that's ever watched a match is going to be like sad today because it's officially over. And yeah, I think the other thing that he's going to feel is a sense of accomplishment because they're going to show a lot of the greatest moments. They're going to show the influence that he's had on the business, the dark art is better in pro wrestling because of him. It's that way in the movies. You watch a movie about vampires and darkness and different things, there's always Undertaker-esque type thing that people have taken from pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And he spawned all of that.
Yeah. Yep. Spooky / evil / gimmicky, whatever you want to call it, is really hard to do. It's even harder to get longevity out of. Now, triple, quadruple, magnify that by times 10, and to be one Mount Rushmore, to be one of the top 5, top 3, top 10 greatest ever. Redefining the big man position, the top rope. I mean, Sid couldn't go off the top without breaking his leg. No disrespect to Sid. Love Sid. Like, what a great wrestler. You know what I mean? Like, I like Psycho Sid, right? But what Undertaker was doing when he did it for the length that he did it, my God, Mark Henry. Untouchable.
Bro, like, you talk about the evolution of the big guy wrestler. There were no big guys diving to the floor from the damn near the center of the ring. When he was a young guy, man, like the dude had incredible ups. He was a really, really good basketball player. And, you know, Father Time catches us all. But the legacy that he's left for the big man in pro wrestling said, no, you don't have to just body slam and bear hug. You can do everything everybody else does, except you have the element of you're bigger and stronger than they are. Make them work around you. Like he defined the business from a work rate standpoint, probably better than anybody. You had to Andre, you had to work to Andre.
Right.
Shawn Michaels, there were guys that were really good wrestlers. Really good. You better get your damn cardio up when you was going to wrestle Shawn Michaels in his prime. You had to, hey man, you would see guys running the bleachers in the stadium. You would see guys with the Rocky, with the Rocky videos. Like they was getting their ass in shape because
they
knew.
They got the trash bags on, sweating it out.
Oh yeah. That 25, 30 minutes, an hour with Shawn was going to redefine how your lungs felt after that match. Like you was going to get your work in. And the Undertaker did the same thing as a big man.
Wow.
There was a time when the big guy never went over 10, 20 minutes. 20 minutes was a long, long time in a match. The Undertaker was having 30-minute, damn near hour-long classics with Thoroughbreds. With the best guys to ever do it every week for what, 30 years?
Legit, 30 years.
So he deserves every dollar he ever got and the ones that he didn't get because he should have had ownership and partnership.
I like that.
In
hey,
his
I like
career.
That. Hey, you're not wrong.
So,
you're not wrong.
Man. Big respect.
You're not wrong from the ownership partnership standpoint, right? Like, I mean, Vince has talked about it at length over the years in terms of not only did Undertaker never jump ship during the Monday Night Wars, the subject was never even broached. Undertaker never went to him, never was like, I've got this offer. It was WWE or bust, like, and he's always credited Vince with that. So a true company man through and through from the beginning to the end in many ways. And that I would imagine, Mark, two people that Vince McMahon has now inducted into the Hall of Fame. Well, one, technically, the other one will be tonight, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and then tonight, The Undertaker, and that's going to be a big reason why.
Yeah, a lot of respect. They both got chances with Vince that they didn't get in other places. And Steve Austin will tell you, there were people that thought that he couldn't do it.
Yeah, a lot of them, right?
There were a lot of people that thought that Steve was boring.
His prime is past, his knees or whatever. He's getting on the other side of whatever.
All of this
he ain't
garbage.
Got it no more. Right?
But he got a shot. And look what he did with it. Mean Mark Calloway. Long way from the Undertaker.
Long way
from the greatest in-ring performer and character. History of wrestling. Andre the Giant. He was a real giant that wrestled.
Right.
Undertaker was an entity that was created that ended up being something that everybody references when it comes to the big man gimmick. He is the bar. He is the standard. And I love the fact that tonight, we'll get to see him get his flowers, and he's still here. I hate it when I don't hate it because I don't really hate anything, but it saddens me.
Yeah, when
somebody is so great, and then they wait and wait and wait until they can't walk no more, or they're old, or they pass away, and then they don't get their flowers while they're alive. Man, I'm so happy that he's able to get his, so we all could be there. Everybody, this is not going to be a dry eye for anybody that respects him. When he says thank you to all of you that helped build this and helped me make this what it became, everybody's going to be, you know, everybody's going to be emotional.
Yeah, it's going to be an emotional time for sure. It's going to be an emotional time tomorrow as well when Dave LaGreca suffers his fate at WrestleMania, where we get the Dave LaGreca roast, and that's live tomorrow, Busted Open Nation. Don't miss it. It'll be myself and Jonathan Hood on the Saturday show, 6 to 9 Pacific, as usual. And then coming up just a short time after that, Dave LaGreca. Well, is he getting his flowers? Yeah, Dave's getting his flowers tomorrow at the roast. But tonight, it is The Undertaker.
You're
going to
get some fertilizer,
man.
Too.
Some flowers and fertilizer. I like that. I like that. That might be a good tag team name for a comedy gimmick down the road. Anyway, but no, seriously, back to The Undertaker. Back to The Undertaker real quick, Mark. I know you have been asked this a million times throughout your career. You're a Hall of Famer yourself. You have known The Undertaker for the majority of those 30 years. He lives right down the road from you. Is there maybe a story you haven't told, a moment that stands out, like just something you could pull from this legendary career when you think about The Undertaker?
You know what, man? I if there's anything that is like super sensitive, I would keep it to myself. But stuff that has been said that I have not really. I've gave him his flowers. I've told every story that is not a personal story. A lot of the reason that I am who I am and how I got to be a world champion is because of the matches that I had with him elevated me. My thought process, my timing, my work rate, it made me see what I was supposed to be like. And it's called a rub. Every wrestler at some point needs it. And it will be great to get it in the ring where you can stand across and lead somebody to their to the height of their ability. Mark was able to do that for me. I can't stand across the ring from guys now. So I talk to them and explain to them what that should feel like. And when you're tired and you're blown up and you can't breathe, keep coming. You got another gear. You just don't know it's there yet. It'll come. Like, don't think for one second that it won't. You can rise to the occasion, and you have to be talked to like that. My son has a track meet today that I didn't even know about. He's always doing something I didn't know about. But I'm like, hey, man, the people came to see you. You have to give them their money's worth. I mean, I know it's a high school track meet. Nobody's paying. But I'm just saying, go put the show on. There's no reason to be nervous. That's why you lift all those weights. That's why you run all those miles and do all that technique work and all that core work. And that's the way the Undertaker used to talk to us. What's the use of having all those abilities if you're going to just hold them inside? He was untapped. I don't know where he got it from. You know what? I've never asked. Now I want to ask him, who told you that? Where'd you get that from? Because he always told that to us. You got more than what you're showing. With me, I'm going to bring it out of you. And you was like,
yeah, maybe he just knew. Yeah.
You know what? Some people are just evolved. He was able to see it and just elevated the game.
Yeah, he definitely did elevate the game. He elevated WrestleMania, if that's even possible. He elevated the people he worked with. He elevated eras. He elevated Shawn Michaels. He elevated Mark Henry, as Mark Henry just spoke about. He elevated Randy Orton. Take your pick. There is not a man in that locker room for the last 30-plus years that you love and adore.
Name somebody.
Name them. Name him, Cena. Throw a name out there. Pick any name that you want. And The Undertaker is right there at the center of it. And he'll be at the center of the Hall of Fame tonight as he gets inducted with a host of other names, including a man that you wrestled at WrestleMania, Mark, and you were talking about giving people their flowers while they're still here. Unfortunately, this man didn't get that chance, but I know there's a lot of fans of the big man, the one and only Vader, getting inducted into the Hall of Fame tonight. Now, I was a Vader fan, so I'm excited to see that.
I pay respect and homage to Vader in every match that I did. Everyone. I told every person the Vader's coming. And Leon was the only person that I ever saw that used to not just throw a clothesline at people, but he would run through them, hit them with his chest, and throw his body through them, and they just train wrecked them. I stole it, but I asked. I was like, "Can I do that?"
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And he was like, hell yeah, do that." He was like, "Shit, you bigger than me. It's gonna look even worse." And now, you know, I mentor some of these big guys at AEW. You watch a Powerhouse Hobbs match. Watch a Wardlow match. They do it too. Because you have to keep giving it. You have to give what you learned. If you go to your grave knowing the secret to where the Fountain of Youth is, and you didn't tell everybody, and there's people around this world that's dying of cancer and other horrible diseases and ailments, something's wrong with you. Something's wrong. I'm not saving nothing. I'm giving it all away.
Hey everyone, Lindsay Rhodes here. And if you love football, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. With episodes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we cover every NFL angle and talk to guests from across the NFL world, Hall of Famers, analytics nerds, and I say that lovingly as someone who wants to be an analytics nerd very badly, fantasy football experts, all of it. They're discussions you're not going to find anywhere else. So please, subscribe today wherever you stream your podcasts or listen on the SXM app, included with most subscriptions.
WrestleMania night one. What are you expecting? Stone Cold's your buddy. He's your Texas brethren, right? Stone Cold and Kevin Owens. We both love Kevin Owens. We have gushed about that man for years on this show. I don't need to say anything.
My first pick.
Your first pick in our fantasy draft years ago. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's very versatile. Man. He could do anything. And you look at this situation. Out of all the people that work for that company, all of them, who's in the ring with Stone Cold? Kevin Owens.
Kevin freaking Owens.
That's versatility. That's somebody that has the ability. And Kevin goes, he's the only person that I've ever seen to go back and forth as much as he does is Paul White. And that's versatility. That's a guy that could, he can be the asshole. He can be the good guy. Mm-hmm. Either way, you're going to get quality entertainment, and they're going to step up and do the best job that can be done in that situation. And when it happens, you cannot visualize anybody else doing it. You see what I'm saying?
100%.
So being the main event is very easy for me to say what I'm the most excited about with all that wrestling that's going to take place, with all the bells and whistles. Like we said, Justin, when Justin LaBar was on, if you're going to have big introductions and stuff, do that first. And I'm very interested in that. but not as much as seeing Stone Cold after 19 years get in the ring and do anything. I don't give a shit if he just goes in there and kicks, stunners, and does beers. I'm good with that.
But you know, Steve, he wouldn't have cut that video. He wouldn't have put that promo out there. They wouldn't be selling the 19 years if it was just going to be a stunner, right? I'm expecting a cut up, a healthy, a ready to go Stone Cold. Now, even when he was in his prime in the WWF, he wasn't exactly healthy. Like Stunning Steve, WCW, that Dangerous Alliance Steve, yes. But by the time WWF rolled around, he had to adapt his style. It's well known, right? But we know we know how much he loves this business. I expect him to be in incredible shape. I expect this to go a decent amount of time, and I expect it to be an ass kicking from the Texas Rattlesnake.
And you know what, man? Like, if somebody said, Mark, we really need you to come back. Mm-hmm. I could come back for one night and be as good as I ever was. But the next day, I'm going to feel like complete shit. I might have to go have surgery on two or three different things at the same time. That's how
at the same day
fragile
the same
I am day now. Time. Like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. But apparently, there's been a lot of technology advancements in the surgeries that have done to people's necks. Like, you look at Edge, you look at Bryan Danielson, like there's been many cases of guys that they've all not reversed, but they've been able to fix with different technology and techniques of the surgery. Man, I had a doctor show me a thing that he said, man, it'll fix your back. You'll be fine. And I'm just, you know, my doctor told me, hey, you don't have a surgery like that unless you can't walk or it's affecting your quality of life.
Yeah.
If Steve has had a procedure to fix him and this is his way of coming out and showing the world, hey, I'm back. I don't give a shit. He could be 65. Steve Austin is Steve Austin till they put him in the ground, bro. I'm telling you, outside of those other five or six guys that's in the top wrestlers in the world, I never seen nothing like him. I'm telling you, like I've been in the ring with him. I've been standing ringside. I've felt all of the air go out of the room. Like you almost couldn't breathe. So loud that you couldn't even hear yourself audible. I could scream as loud as I could, and I couldn't even feel the vibration of my own voice. That's crazy.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty. Because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry. Be warranted. See ahs.com/contract for coverage details, including limit amount, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn could be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Busted Open under podcast when you sign up. Busted Open under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bill, and unexpected overage. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I call it that jet engine sound. You know, like you're next to a jet engine, and you hear someone talking, and you're like, you can just see their lips moving. I've never seen Stone Cold like that, but I've been at a couple events where that sound has happened. The amazing thing about Stone Cold, 98, 99, 2000, that was every Monday night. Jet engine roar. JR's talked about it. Ground shaking applause. I expect something similar, come Saturday night.
And why would, like you said earlier, why would you go after that? Nah, it's not fair.
Oh, screw that. Nah, hell no.
It's not fair. It's not fair to the crowd. It's not fair to the other talent that would have to come after that, because people they want to see a crescendo. They want to see stuff build and build and build and then blow. If you put Steve Austin on first, or you put him in the middle, and then you have two matches after them, you know what people are going to be doing? For those that can't see me, that are not watching, they're going to have their phones out just like this. looking at what Steve Austin just did on his on all of their social medias. You want that? No, that's not fair.
Better to do it in the Uber rather than in the seat during the next match.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Let everybody get on their phones after the beers is and just in the bar.
Oh, the beers.
Did he just say, hey, that would be a great time for Steve Austin to call the Undertaker out?
Yes, he did. And what an idea that was.
And then offer him a beer and have beers with the Undertaker? How the hell are you going to top that?
Then stun the Undertaker. That's right. Stun his ass. No, come on.
You want to start a riot in Texas? You want to start a riot?
Kind of. In Texas? A little bit. I ain't going to be there.
Boy, that's the police would come. They would have the National Guard out. Like, ooh, it would be a nasty scene.
One thing for sure is it's going to be memorable. Speaking of memorable, I don't know if it's going to be for good or bad, man. The buildup on the mic has not been what a lot of us wanted. I'd like to hold out hope, but these women are going to deliver in a big way in the ring, and I do think they will. I'm talking about Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey. If nothing else, Ronda Rousey is a phenomenal athlete and a once-in-a-generation type talent in that regard, and we know Charlotte is as well. I'd imagine they got a chip on their shoulder, Mark. I'd imagine they're hearing some of the noise about the lack of build towards this match. I expect there to be a huge delivery in the ring. What do you expect from these two women?
Okay, I'm going to put it like this. Have you ever seen Charlotte Flair have a shitty match?
No, I haven't. I've ever had some
I never
matches.
Saw one of those.
I've seen her have some matches get out of hand, but they haven't been shitty.
I've never seen one. And she is competitive as anybody in the industry, male, female, indifferent. Don't give a damn. Mm. She wants it. She wants to be remembered. She wants to be revered. This match going to be fire, man. I'm excited as any match. Now, I can't say that I'm as excited as this KO show.
Right.
Because I might be lying to you, and I don't want to be that guy. God don't like ugly. But I'm going to tell you right now, there will be no fall off, and people will be talking come Monday. They'll be talking on Saturday night and Sunday morning. Hey, man, that match, Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey, was incredible. Watch.
I completely agree. Definitely a big chip, I would imagine, on their show. What about that attraction match between Rey and Dominic and Miz and Logan Paul? I use attraction because Logan Paul, obviously, we haven't seen a ton of him in the ring, but I've liked the build to this. I thought it's been fun. I thought it's been mischievous. I like the shine that Rey and Dominic are getting. I do wonder, though, is this the time where maybe Dominic says enough is enough, or do you think this is where the father and son sort of embrace and have their big WrestleMania moment? How do you see that one playing out?
You know what? I think the latter. I think you see a Rey Mysterio and Dominic moment where Rey pats him on the back, and at some point he's going to have to say, son, I'm stepping away. The Mysterio name is in your hands. Do us proud. I think that's coming.
So no drama with those two. There'll never be a turn or anything, just a passing of the torch. I like it.
Yeah, be a pass.
All right.
Go inside the green room with three-time NBA champ Danny Green.
Do we show that we have potential to be a good team and still beat some of the best teams out there, regardless of what brand that we're playing? Yes, we've shown that. There are times where it is frustrating to watch. It is frustrating to play in when I think we make it harder than it has to be sometimes. All of growing pains of after trades. We just picked up James. We just picked up DeAndre. We got a lot of different guys figuring out their rotations. It changes night to night.
Don't miss an episode of Inside the Green Room with Danny Green every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcast.
Mark, we've glowed about this storyline for a couple years, it feels like now. It is finally, we're having a culmination come night to a WrestleMania title unification. I am so intrigued by what we might get out of that match.
500 plus days.
Woo!
Just put that into, bro, 500 plus days of being the guy. You show up, you always, every show that you're on, you're going to have media. Every show that you show up, you're going to have multiple pre-tapes. Every show, you won't have a match, but you'll go out and make an appearance. Something is going to boil over sometimes, like, you're busy. And a lot of guys have been able to be champion for a month, 2 months. Okay, 6 months tops. Golly, you tipped over 1 year. But almost 2 years solid, 500 and something plus days, is a credit to his intestinal fortitude, but also his loyalty to the business and his respect for the business. I can't give Roman Reigns enough props, but he is running into not just Cowboy Brock, but a historical wrestling figure. At the end of the day, Brock Lesnar will be in that top 10 of all time. Is Roman a top 10 of all time guy yet? Probably not. But he is eclipsing that top 20 guys of all time. And with the reign, no pun intended, that he has going right now, what other wrestler in the top 10 has been able to hold a title for 2 years? Nobody.
Not many.
Not it's me. Pretty damn impressive. So this may be the last time in a long time that we get two unbelievable guys that will be first ballot Hall of Famers.
No question.
Go at it the way that we're going to have on Sunday.
Hey, not to get too off topic with WrestleMania. Obviously, this does tie into WrestleMania. We'll get back to the title match. But you brought up future first ballot Hall of Famers. Shout out to the Steiner brothers. They're getting inducted tonight as well. And we just mentioned that. The dog face gremlin and Big Papa Pump. Let's go. I mean, literally. The
congratulations.
The neon. For real, man. One of my favorite tag teams of all time, Mark. Like, legit.
Yeah. I mean, just endless energy. So much, not just technical wrestling, but guys that could entertain you. And Big Papa Pump promos, just, I mean.
Woo! Something special.
Mwah! Just.
Mwah! Chef's
just
kiss.
Perfection. Hey. Like, I mean, they entertained on all levels.
Yes, they did. And speaking of the Steiner brothers, Mark, Bron Breakker, obviously son of Rick Steiner, he was just the guest of Dave LaGreca. Video is being posted to socials as we speak. So you'll hear from Bron Breakker on the Busted Open Twitters. And you'll hear the interview tomorrow when Jonathan Hood and I hold it down on the Saturday edition of Busted Open. But back to Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. Mark, it is time we start putting some serious respect on Brock Lesnar's run over these last 10 years. Ever since he came back and he was elbowing the shit, a giant flying over the top rope, just throwing his body everywhere those first couple years. Then he had that great match with CM Punk at SummerSlam. I know because I was there and it was one of the best matches of the year. When the dude is asked to deliver, he delivers in the best ways. I don't know where I think people are starting to appreciate him now more than they did after that first run. But when you look back 20 years, the what he's given, the professionalism at which he's operated, the character that he kind of, well, it's kind of himself, right, that he embodies. It just, what a goddamn legend Brock Lesnar is.
Bro, let's just put it, excuse me, let's just put it into this context.
Okay.
2 years ago, Dave LaGreca said that it's a travesty that they keep bringing this guy back. He is a albatross. He's stealing money. He's stick up artist. He comes in and he does this. And for Dave LaGreca, about a year ago, to say Brock Lesnar has made the most dramatic turn in wrestling of any wrestler I've ever saw. He is a everyday guy, because Brock, there was a time when Brock was like, you know, I'm only going to wrestle five times a year or four times or two times. Still get 2 million or more. Not anymore. How much is he making now that he working every week? I mean, 10 million. Like, I don't know. But I know that he is putting the damn work in.
Then
I'm excited every week to see what level of Brock I'm going to see. All of the stuff that he's done with Roman Reigns has made Roman Reigns even more of a viable commodity. And vice versa. Brock has had sagas with Stone Cold, The Undertaker, you name somebody. He has never had a series this long with anyone because he's never been around this long. And when Dave LaGreca says you're the new guy, I believe him because he is a historian of the game. Mm-hmm. And we get to see Brock perform. I mean, years ago, we got the radio Brock, which was, I think, the foreshadowing of the cowboy Brock that we got now. entertaining, dancing, got the money in the bank briefcase on his shoulder like a boombox. We're getting that every week. Colorful.
Hey.
I mean, just punch you in the face, exciting, entertaining Brock Lesnar. When did you ever think that that would happen? I never did. I never thought it would happen. And that's what we got.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. And you talk about the historian, Dave LaGreca. You know, in fairness to LaGreca, it's easy being a historian when you're 73 years old. You know what I mean? And again, the Dave LaGreca roast is tomorrow from 1 to 3 Central. Make sure you tune in on that. What?
Hey, Dave, what was Albert Einstein like in class when y'all were in school together? I mean, I'm just asking.
Poor Dave. You know, the only reason he's going to be getting it so bad is because he's created such a monster. That's when you know you've made it. Like, when you're getting a roast, that's the ultimate tip of the cap of respect. You know what I mean? Especially at WrestleMania week, man, with all the things that are going to be going on. Nation, you better turn it out in force for our boy. I know I'm giving him shit, but that's what this weekend is all about. It's all about giving a little bit of shit to LaGreca, but also celebrating pro wrestling and busting open. So y'all have fun out there tomorrow. I know it is going to be a good time. I cannot wait to hear what's in store for LaGreca. But no, you're absolutely right about Brock Lesnar. I've been in this corner for a while. Really when he came back with Cena and he was just tossing himself every which way and just like throwing caution to the wind and really seeming to fall in love with pro wrestling again after his run in the UFC. And I mean, obviously I covered every Brock Lesnar fight, the UFC 87 in Minneapolis, his debut at 81, I believe, against Frank Mir, 100, everything in between. And Brock, I'll say this about Brock, man. Dude gets a bad rap, right? Like, oh, he's standoffish. He likes to be left alone. He doesn't like people. Man, I can't speak to any of that. All I know is when I dealt with him in the UFC, one of the most professional, humble, on time. Like, the dude is on time. He does his job. He delivers. He's polite. Like, Brock Lesnar is a truly great ambassador, not just for the WWE, but in my opinion, all the professional wrestling sports entertainment, Mark.
He is, man. I'm blown away at watching from his first day. I remember the first day Brock showed up to practice in Louisville.
Wow.
The very first day. And Shelton Benjamin, the Minnesota Stretching Crew is what they were called. And the evolution of where he's come from is just amazing, man. I'm so happy to say that I was able to see the first day to right now, and the levels of that he's grown and the man that he's become, not just in the ring, but outside the ring. When Brock starts talking about his personal life, then I'll say something about his personal life. I refuse to say anything about that man's life because he's kind of quiet that way. But
kind of
he's a different bird, but like it's always room for difference in the world of pro wrestling, and he's done it as good as anybody ever did.
All right, real quick, the winner of Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, where do you think that unified title is going?
Golly, man, I would have to say Roman, because I think about what's going forward and what that would mean for pro wrestling. But I also say that because that I always thought that Brock was going to leave and go back and do something else, or just say, you know what, I'm taking a break. But that's not the Brock that we have now is not the Brock that used to be. So I'm confused about it. I'm really torn on picking Roman Reigns, because where Brock is going to be here. So I'm going to still go with Roman Reigns, but man, this is a question mark.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.